With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Lawrence Block is one of the country's most prolific writers, the author of some 30 books. He also contributes a monthly column on how to write fiction to Writer's Digest, and he runs a writing seminar called Write for Your Life. In his mid-40s, Lawrence Block was born in Buffalo and began selling his first fiction when he was a student at Antioch College in Ohio.
Which led me in my last year there to be rather arrogant as far as schoolwork was concerned.
And he dropped out. Block says he'd prefer not to remember some of his early books.
I did a lot of pseudonymous work in the area of what we would call softcore paperback, the sex novels.
You still have them around the house?
Just for prevention of disease.
The first novel under his own name was Mona, a paperback, but Block says it took him a while to find his own voice.
I had technical ability before I had much sense of self or a sense of what I ought to write about.
Block's first hardcover book, published in the late 1960s, was Deadly Honeymoon, later made into a movie called Nightmare Honeymoon, an example, Block says, of taking a bad title and making it worse. Like a Lamb for Slaughter is Block's most recent collection of short stories. Recent thrillers include 8 Million Ways to Die, The Burglar Who Painted Like Mondrian, and Ariel. Block has been writing columns for Writer's Digest for 8 years.
I thought that would be hard to do, and I thought, well, I'll probably be played out in another month or so. But somehow I always find something to write about.
Lawrence Block's columns were put together as a book called Telling Lies for Fun and Profit, concentrating on giving encouragement and moral support to would-be writers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Long before he began turning out fiction under his own name, Lawrence Block was using pseudonyms to grind out books he says few would want to remember, including softcore porn. Block is respectable these days. The third volume in his Bernie Rodenbaugh series, The Burglar Who Liked to Quote Kipling, won the Nero Wolfe Award as the best mystery of 1979. There have been 5 mysteries built around Rodenbaugh, who runs a second-hand bookstore by day and who packs burglar tools at night.
There's really no getting around it. That's what he does for a living. He's not proud of that, but he really gets off on it. And his efforts to reform just never seem to amount to anything.
Another series character who most recently appears in Lawrence Block's novel, 8 Million Ways to Die, is Matthew Scudder, an ex-cop who quit the force after one of his bullets killed a young girl.
And has drifted into an alcoholic existence, and lives in a hotel near Columbus Circle, and operates as an unlicensed private detective.
Then there's another Block series character, Evan Tanner, who was hit by shrapnel in Korea, suffering the destruction of the sleep center of his brain.
And has been awake ever since, and is a devotee of virtually all lost causes.
Tanner, who ghostwrites student term papers for a living, was found most recently in Block's novel, Me Tanner, You Jane. Block's prose is Ghibli competent, and while there are complex elements to his fiction, Block is not an academic.
I don't think much of my writing comes all that much out of intellect. I think I write more out of intuition.
Lawrence Block's latest book is a collection of short stories, Like a Lamb to Slaughter. He intends to turn out a book a year while teaching a writing seminar called Write for Your Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Lawrence Block is the author of some 30 books, the latest called Like a Lamb to Slaughter. Block doesn't think much of the way creative writing is being taught.
I think trying to teach by looking at someone's work and saying, don't do this, or you need another subplot, or your characters aren't interesting, or something like that, I don't think that does much.
So Lawrence Block has created his own writing seminar called Write for Your Life, which he takes to a dozen or more cities.
It does not consist of me standing up in the front of the room and lecturing for 8 hours.
Rather, Block uses one-on-one interaction aimed at overcoming fears in writer's block, not just for fiction writers, but for anyone who wants to write anything. The first thing Block does is to have each person in the room grab a partner. While one describes his fears, the other reacts by saying, thank you, like this.
A fear I have about this interview is the whole talk about the seminar will be incomprehensible to people. You say thank you.
That's all I have to say?
That's all you have to say.
All right, thank you.
Another fear I have about this interview is I'm just not going to be able to think of the right things to say.
Thank you.
Another fear I have about this interview is that I'm going to forget to mention the name of the book.
Thank you.
Block says that sort of interchange is a great way of opening people up.
We try to create an experience in the room that will make a difference in people's writing.
A kind of holistic approach. You can reach Lawrence Block about his Write for Your Life seminar at 95 Horatio Street, New York, 10014. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.